is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
You got doctoring degrees, God still won't speak to you like He speaks to him. Just because you are educated in the secular don't qualify you to work in the spirit. You got to be born. See, if you go to school, you will learn that. You've got to learn your lesson. One thing I've learned from the teacher is that without faith, it is impossible to please him. And what's wrong with us? We've got the F's mixed up. You have more fear than you have faith. But fear tolerated is faith contaminated. You've got to have faith. And we try everything else but God. We've got faith in Paragon. On your way down there, I know I'm going to win something. And then the foolish part is you didn't spend $1,000 and then got the nerve to say, ooh, I won $100. I've learned my lesson. What have I learned in class? I've learned that Isaiah 1:18 says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins may be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. What else have I learned in class? Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What else have I learned in class? Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And when you're trying to set traps for me, what else have I learned in class? Isaiah 54:17 say, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. When you're trying to tear down my spirit, what else have I learned in class? Psalms 34:1 said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And when you try to come up against me with your chest all stuck out, trying to tear down my spirit, trying to steal my joy, what else have I learned in class? Psalms 27:1-2 say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I? I've learned it in class. So I've got to enroll. Yes, sir. I can't out-teach the teacher. Thirdly, I must have confidence in the teacher. Because I have confidence in him, because he has experience in his field. Hebrews 4:15 says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but in all points was tempted like we are, but yet without sin. There is nothing that you face that Jesus hadn't already faced. And for you super saved saints up in here, like you came out of the womb blessing the Lord. But let me tell you something, quit lying to yourself. Quit lying to yourself. I'm not naive. You got some folk in here hungover right now. But that's okay. I'm glad you're in here. We got some people to carry their Bible on Sunday and carry everything else Monday through Saturday. We all have shortcomings. And I'm getting sick and tired of church folk pointing finger at people who are still in the world because you hung out with them last night, but then you so saved Sunday morning. We all have sinned and come short. I've learned that in class. You didn't learn the 23rd Psalm of the day. Now you think you qualified to preach. Go somewhere and sit down and put something in your head. Speak in tongues but won't speak to me. Wave your hand in the sanctuary but won't shake my hand. Go somewhere and sit down. Learn something in class. He said, when you hear it, the word, you've got to believe on him. I'm not going to hold you much longer. I've got to have confidence in the teacher. I have to have confidence that Jesus is teaching me the right thing. And you have to be careful who you get advice from. Be careful who you allow in your inner circle. You know, Pastor Jackson, I had a member with the audacity to tell me that, preacher, you're not supposed to have an inner circle. I said, you don't read your Bible. Jesus had an inner circle. He didn't take the disciples with him everywhere he went. When he really had to get down and do something, he took Peter, James, and John. You got to be careful who you let in your inner circle. And be careful who you tell your business to. Make sure that they don't have a Facebook account before you tell them. But see, if you get off Facebook and put your face in the book, some things will change in your life. Watch this. Getting ready to leave you now. I'm not going to hold you. But I've got to realize if I'm going to enroll in school, before graduation day, there's a last day of school. You experience the last day of school before you experience the graduation. When you die, that's the last day of school. Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. He says, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day, not to me only, but unto all them also who love his appearing. Just the other day, Mark Tyson experienced the last day of school. But he's looking forward to the day of graduation. My Lord, and I don't know how long we're gonna have to wait to the day of graduation. But I can tell you, one day it is coming, my Lord. And I wonder, Do you know the Lord is good? And the Lord is a mighty good God. I don't know how long it's going to take, but one day we all going to experience the last day in school. My Lord, do I remember when I was in school, going from class to class, but somewhere between classes there was recess. Yeah, Lord, and we had a good time at recess. And every now and then, the Lord, he gives us recess. And I wonder what you're going to do in the midst of your recess. I'm going to tell the Lord, thank you for the food on my table. I'm going to tell the Lord, thank you for the family that you gave me. Tell the Lord, thank you for the clothes on my back. Is there anybody here wanna enjoy recess? I know this a homegoing, but you can still have a recess. Rem Tyson have already had his last day at school, but you and I, we are still taking classes. And one of the things I've learned in class to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Is there anybody here wanna make some noise? Is there anybody here got some noise they can make? Somebody may be sitting here saying, Reverend, I don't have no reason to make no noise. If he woke you up this morning, that's a reason. If you had food on your table, that is a reason. If you know your left from your right, that is a reason. But one of these days, graduation day is coming, and when the Lord stands there, somebody say what it is that we're gonna get on graduation. When you graduate, they'll hand you a scroll, and sometimes there is nothing on the scroll but the real certificate. We're just a block away. But when you graduate from this thing called life, God gonna give you a scroll, and on that scroll it won't talk about doctrine. On that scroll it won't say master degree. On that scroll it won't say bachelor degree. On that scroll it won't say associate degree. It's just gonna say servant. Well done, you've been faithful over a few things. Come on up, I'll make you ruler of many. And for the graduation, every graduation, there's always a high school reunion. And I don't know what year was your last day in school, but one day that's gonna be a good reunion. And at this reunion, you won't need name tags. We all be children of God. At this reunion, you won't have to shop for anything. We all have long white robes. When all of God's children get together, what a time it will be. Is there anybody here wanna worship my God? Is there anybody here know my God is able? I never met cool in the gang, but I still come to celebrate. I've never met earth, wind, and fire, but I'ma keep my head in the sky. I've never met the OJs, but it'll be sweeter tomorrow than it is today. I never met Maze, but I've had joy and pain. I've never met Frankie Beverly, but one day I'll be back in stride one more time. Ain't he all right? Do you know he's all right? He died that we might live. I learned that in school. He went in a borrowed grave. I learned that in school. He stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. I've learned that in school. But won't you know what else I learned? Early, he got up with all power in his hand. Sleep on, take your rest. One of these old days will be my last day in school. One of these old days, I'm gonna walk down the aisle. Ain't he good? Say yes. If you know he's good, you know it's a celebration. Did you come to party? Did you come to lift up holy hands? If you're not ashamed, stand on your feet. Grab your neighbor by the hand. Say, neighbor, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to wave my hand. I come to shout for joy. I come. Any good? Say it! Say it! Yeah. Getting ready to leave you. But can I tell you one more thing? I've learned in school. If you tell your neighbor, hold him by the hand. Say, neighbor, let me tell you what I learned in school. Weeping may endure but a night, but our joy, any good, say it, yes.
That's Pastor Roger Green, y'all. What a homegoing celebration. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise in this place. My, 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 my. The doors of the church are open. Will there be one? Maybe somebody here who don't know the Lord in the free pardon of their sins. I tell people every Sunday that life is too short, death is too certain, hell is too hot, judgment is too dreadful, and eternity is much, much, much too long for anyone to play with their salvation. Will there be one? If there will not be one, we pray that you have made a wise decision. The invitation was ours to give, but it was yours to receive. Thank you and God bless you. Come on, let's praise him in here. Amen, amen, amen. Why don't we give the angel of this house, Pastor Roger Green, another hand clap of praise for a job well done. A job well done in his sermonic presentation in the homegoing celebration of our beloved brother, Reverend Mark Anthony Tyson. We will have a final viewing at the rear of the church. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to the pastor, and we'll follow his instructions and proceed thereafter. Amen.
Amen. God is good. To my classmate, Eric Tyson, God bless you, man. I love you. I'm going to hurry up and get him out of here because he know things about me nobody else knows. My classmate, love him, much love to him. Let's give him a hand, my classmate. We honor the directions of the directors.
Praise the Lord. Let us put our hands together for the life and the legacy of Mark Anthony Tyson.
Amen.
At this time, we are going to prepare for the final viewing. We're going to start with the immediate family. So we just ask if everyone would please remain in your seats and follow the direction of the directors. Thank you.
In the night season and all He'll fight my battles. He'll fight my battles.
You have been listening to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr., pastor. We invite you to come and experience the change at our church, located at 11th, 16th, and Day Street here in Alexandria. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, we would like to hear from you by calling the church at 318-448-1604.